Hello.
Hi, I'm so sorry. My system just shut down. So sorry.
I know. I guess you didn't like me complaining about Yelp and Google.
No. I was all immersed in the conversation. I really wanted to hear the rest of it.
No. The bottom line is he left us two copy and pasted identical 1-star reviews full of lies about our company, about Michael, about me, and I fought them both with long kind of, you know, evidence filled, like, you know, explanations, and both of them refused to remove it, both Google and Yelp. So
this guy that was trying to sign you up for his services left you a bad review?
No, this guy, the guy that was trying, he wasn't trying to sign us up for services. The guy that we were talking to, he came to us for a pergola.
Oh.
And just happens to work for one of those Yelp partners. Like, you work for Google, like Google partner, you're a Google partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're helping people. Okay, so he helps people on Yelp. And we were talking about it, and I told him, like, talk about extortion. I said, this is, the world's upside down. We have 25 star reviews by real customers that are on, that disappeared in unrecommended. And one bogus 1-star by some crazy pants who, Michael should never have gone to. I mean, I wish to go back in time and be like, no, we all said, this is risky. This guy's crazy. Don't go to him. He only did it as a personal favor. But, you know, we have two of these reviews from him on Google and Yelp, and I tried to fight both of them, and they both said, no, we can't get involved. It's a matter of opinion, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he's not our customer. Why did he just express his opinion on our customer service? And our service in general, in our building, when he's never actually even, you know, signed a contract with us. He is not a customer, you know?
Yeah.
So that's very frustrating to me.
It is. And I can say that that is kind of one of the only downsides of Google, is that you can't remove a review. Like, even our Google Business profile, there have been, you know, competing companies that have actually left bad reviews about us.
Oh, you guys can't get it off. It used to be easier to get them off Google than it was on Yelp.
Well, so the best thing to do is to respond. I mean, that's really just the best thing
you
can do.
I did. And I was like, I was not pulling any punches. Like, I didn't stoop to immaturity, but I was telling the whole world exactly who this guy is and what he was doing and saying about other companies, because I'm like, if anyone looks at this, I want them to be well aware of, like, taking him on as a customer in the future, you know? But but that sucks. You know, I worked for a company, a service company in the past, a plumbing service company. I was the HR and customer service person, and I was able to remove reviews twice from Google where it was clear that they were not our customer in this situation. Like, they called on the phone and they wanted something they couldn't get, so they put us on blast. And it's like, you can't give someone a 1-star for not selling you an iPhone for $10. That's not the price they sell it for. Just because you want it doesn't mean you can have it. You can't blame the company for not giving it to you the way you want it when they never advertised it as such in the first place. That's basically what it came down to.
You know, there are just some people that no matter what you do for them, I mean,
you'll never make them happy.
Exactly. You know, and that's a them problem, you know, like, that is a you problem. I mean,
they made it an us problem, you know.
Well, I mean, I get that. Is that this Fernando guy? That's the only bad review I see.
Yep, it's Fernando. Okay. Half legibly written, like, he didn't even pass the sixth grade, you know, like, I don't even know, like, what to make of that. It's just rambling, baloney. Poorly written, barely legible, and mostly all lies, you know? So, what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, yeah, okay. So, he's basically saying that you do quality work and wanted compensation for that quality work. Like, you know, I mean, that's how I would read this review. You know, I mean, it's like, if he wanted somebody that was cheap, he could go to Home Depot, you know? I mean,
exactly.
I didn't like that
he made it like our company was, like, we were rude and we were, you know, hard to work with, and that there's a difference between charging fairly for an expensive product and trying to, you know, like, gouge people. You know, we don't want to have that. Michael's just over there changing prices based on what he thinks someone will pay, you know.
Well, I mean, I know it's still not great, but the good thing about this review is it's really far down. I mean, you know, people would have to be...
I know.
Yeah, so that's always helpful, because that's actually one of the only things that we can do with reviews is push them down when they're not good.
Really?
Yeah, so that's something we can help with. But as far as removing them, the only person or people that would ever be able to remove a bad review is the person who left it. So
really? Wow.
Yeah.
So that's where they're at this point with Google. Like, they literally won't even remove it if there is a 100% valid reason. Like, they won't even take it off anymore.
No. But they give you the chance to respond to it. So that's the thing. Is, you know, hopefully... here's my thing. It's like, if you want to look for bad, you're going to find the bad, you know, but I mean, your work speaks for itself, right? So you're not going to have any problems getting customers or clients, even with that one bad review. I mean, that's one.
True. Hello. 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 Hello, hello. Hello. Hello, hello.